Good evening, everyone.
Good morning, staff.
I am humbled. I am overwhelmed. I am appreciative for what the directors of the Red Barn Summer Theatre have brought together in behalf of this evening and moving forward with the barn. Thank you, board. Thank you, patrons. Thank you, those who love the theater. Thank you, Lynn Mash and your lovely wife. I think knowing that this evening was to be, it brought to me, sometimes unfortunately, but yet ultimately wonderful, awakening at 3 a.m, thinking about the barn, remembering about the barn. I'm not trying to even reach the heights of the remarks that have been made before. I thought about telling of some of the stories that have never been told. You know, it's interesting that at the moment you're overwhelmed by seeing someone with tears at a moment on stage or hearing the music of lots of wonderful laughter. But you tend to think of the zipper about that long that wouldn't zip. There was a moment in Summer and Smoke where the actress was to be picked up and swirled around. Now that requires a bit of help on the part of the actress. But the zipper was down here and here was the top. And suddenly this became the weight of Titanic, not about to turn. In the rush and hubbub of opening the season at the barn, the one thing that we never thought about was emergency lights. And it was after the intermission of the final performance in that first season, one line went out to the audience and the lights went out. People begin to strike matches to see one another. Not good in a barn. Scott Strain, his father running the hardware store, dashed into town, brought out Butterflies Are Free has 4 characters on stage, if you remember. Brought out 4 flashlights about that long, and every actor then had the brightness of 1 flashlight encompassing his face. In the meantime, we were trying to get cars parked in such a way that the people could get out of the theater, and priority number 1, maybe number 2, portalettes were not so good that first season. Priority number 1 for the following season was to have emergency lights. There are so many wonderful memories that are stimulated by seeing such sweet faces of people who struggled to make year 1 and year 2 become the threshold of year 50. Demands were made upon my family, obviously. You can't imagine some of the conversation over the dinner table because my wife is telling this must be, and I'm talking about this must be in the afternoon. And then we wonder, what the hell did she say to me? I don't even recall. Jeffrey and Stephen, our sons, came without realization into this environment when they were about 2 and 4. Jeffrey is quite the insightful critic of all types of theater. When he decides to stop racing, he can become a reviewer for film or theater anywhere. Stephen, of course, created, even though it meant every season to readjust his life in order to be here, but created some of the finest scenery that would fit on any professional stage anywhere in the country. He and I had some pretty scream at one another.
Really?
But that happens in the arts. And how sweet it is to know that later in the day you think, what was it we were arguing so vehemently about? But he brought to the theater so many beautiful settings as well as shows. Well, as has been mentioned before, theater is a collaborative art. It's a communal art. It's a one-of-a-kind, custom-created experience for an audience. John Barrymore said, you're not getting old until your dreams become regrets. I am thankful for my dream coming to life via talent that you have seen in this room and, of course, talent that you experienced on stage. I've always said I was able to do theater because of what my wife was doing up front. I feel really a very small element of what these 48 to become 50th seasons represent. She was the individual who wore mutual hats, was up at 5 to be sure that newspapers and TV and radio across the state of Indiana received press releases, kept books on every nickel and dime. I tell you, there have been times that I have seen her doing this in regard to 10 cents, and I've thought, take a dime out of your pocket and give it to her. And the answer was, no, that's not the way you do it. Well, again, We can celebrate the past and have joyous memories and have little secrets that we're not going to share with you. But it is the forward to which you are to be the emissaries, the carriers of the message. You're not getting old until your dreams become regrets. Really, about the only regret I have, because I've been blessed in so many ways, is still to find a clerk, checkout lady at Walmart, who says, I've never been out there, but I hope to come out sometime because I hear it's very good. And I'm thinking, hell, if we're there for 300 years, you'll probably never get there. But we can hope. And when you see that, don't be unkind to Walmart. When you see that clerk say, stop waiting. Find out the joy, what live theater brings to every viewer. A couple weeks ago, my wife and I went down to Castleton Arts, which is our primary movie theater, and we were watching this new film, Yes, in Tully. And I'm sitting there watching this film. And there was that moment in the film, in this brilliant performance that I was seeing before me, and that was on a screen, not a live action. And she said something, and it was so powerful that I felt myself tearing up. And I thought, isn't this amazing? Isn't this the magic of theater? I went away uplifted by that film. I have no money in it, so don't think I'm trying to huckster. I tell friends and neighbors that it's happening, that it's exciting, it's wonderful, it's everything that these individuals have said this evening, and more. Please drive carefully as you leave the parking lot.
Just stay seated for a few moments. Shoops will be, Arborwood will be passing out our toast that we're going to partake in just a second. We do have the option of the alcoholic or non-alcoholic, so just let them know what you would like, but we will be having our toast for our 50 and forward.